Hello, 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 my fellow listeners. This is Vanilla Live Vibes, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Vanilla Live. Now, guys, I know I've been MIA for a while. I've been working on other projects, you know, trying to get myself out there amongst the world and share my experiences and my talents with everyone. Recently, I actually was picked up by a prestigious publishing branding company by the name of Marquise Who's Who. They've been around since like about 1898, so they've been around for quite some time. So I feel very humble and grateful for them. These people are very particular about who they represent and who they extend their branding qualities to. They select individuals and consider them to be worthy. And they take their time to do a press release. They help you with your media, all sorts of things. I could go on and on for days. But I'm very grateful that they have extended their welcoming arms to me. Thank you so much, Marquise Who's Who. And I look forward to continue working with you guys as we establish my brand bigger and better and broader. My press release can be found. I am now searchable on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. I'm internet searchable, guys. I'm right now. I'm doing good. Thank you again, Marquise Who's Who. I appreciate it all. And I hope my listeners continue to listen. Okay, so now let's get down to my topic today. My topic today, guys, is going to be on abuse and domestic violence. Now, it's not a male issue. It's not a female issue. It's a human being issue. Anyone, guys, anyone can be a victim of domestic violence. Now, as always, what I usually do is I like to pick out various vocabulary and give you the definition of what each thing means. So our first word, we have abuse. Abuse is and means to use to bad effect or for a bad purpose. To treat a person or an animal with cruelty or violence, especially regularly or repeatedly. Mental abuse, to undermine your self-esteem and make you feel worthless about yourself. A form of manipulation and control. Remember that word, manipulation and control. The effects of mental abuse are just as detrimental as the effects of physical abuse. Physical abuse is when someone hurts or harms you, a person on purpose, including hitting them with their hands or objects, slapping or punching. Now, emotional abuse is yelling at a person, insulting a person, swearing at them, cursing at them, rejecting them constantly about their thoughts and their ideas. Gaslighting, making you doubt yourself or your feeling and your thoughts, even your sanity. So it makes you doubt your sanity by manipulating the truth. Verbal abuse, also known as emotional abuse, is a range of words or behaviors used to manipulate, intimidate, and maintain power and control over someone. This includes insults, humiliation, ridicule, and the silent treatment. It attempts to scare and isolate and control individuals. Manipulate, handle or control, typically in a skillful manner. Control or influence cleverly, unfairly, or unscrupulously. People who manipulate others attack their mental and emotional sides to get what they want. Remember that word, manipulate. That is what I will be really discussing today. Now that all of you listeners have heard the Google definition and meaning to all of those words, Now, I've noticed something in each of those vocabulary words, not one definition specifically indicated no one sex. Yeah, did you realize that? No one sex, which means they did not particularly identify only a female can be a victim of abuse or domestic violence. Okay, so being said that, this question is to my female listeners. Some of you, not all, some of you feel that you can manipulate men to do what you want them to do. Some of you feel that you can put your hands on a man in a harmful way. I want to know, why do you guys think that? Because let me tell you something. Just because the law says it protects you from abuse, it also protects that man from abuse as well. A lot of men, you all need to stop allowing these females to be manipulative, to be abusive to you. So what if she a female? Because let me tell you something. I have a male child and I have a female child. One thing I've always told them, if you put your hands on someone, you better expect them to protect themselves and put their hands back on you. So if you don't want to get physically touched in an abusive way, don't put your hands on that person. So just because you're a female, don't think that man is not going to hit you back, or he may grab you to protect himself from you to continue to hit him. Female, stop thinking that it's all about you, because it's not. Now, I'm a female. I was born a female. And I'm married to a man that was born a man. And the reason why I'm letting you guys know that, because I'm letting you guys understand that I'm all female. And I'd be damned if I'm going to put my hands on a man, think he ain't supposed to touch me back. If he hit me or restrained me, he has that right to do that, because he has the right to protect his domain too. He's human as well. Okay? He has emotional feelings too. He has a physical body. He has skin. He has bones. He can bleed too. All right. I teach my son the same way. If a female hits you, you have a right to protect yourself. There was the two incidents that happened with my son while attending grade school. When he was in elementary school, actually, I went to pick him up and he was in a corner. And I asked the teacher, why is he in the corner? And she said, oh, because he was hitting. So I'm like, well, who was he hitting? Because my child is not that type of person to just hit someone out of nowhere, right? So come to find out, the other little kids in the class spoke up on his behalf. They told me that the little girl, which I will rename Anonymous, she'd hit him first. She pushed him and then hit him. So he hit her back, just like how I instructed him to do. You're damn right. I instructed him to do that. Why teach him at home? Just like I taught my daughter at home. If somebody hits you, you have a right to hit them back. I don't know where this world get this shit from to not allow a boy, male child, to hit a girl. If she hits him, he has a right to hit her ass back. You guys are teaching these kids, these females, that it's okay for them to hit. And then as soon as they get hit back, they want to cry victim. No. It don't fucking work that way. Get that out of your heads, okay? So let me get back to my story. So now he's standing in the corner and I'm asking the teacher. She tells me he hits the students. Had his back and said, well, she hit him first. So me and that teacher had some words. And I checked her ass. You're damn right. Because I told her both of them should be in the corner if that's the case. Because it takes two to fight and takes two to hit each other, right? So is she, and you know what she had another time and she said, oh, I didn't see her. I don't give a damn if you saw her. The other students saw her. You should have took the words of your students. The whole class is not going to sit here and say that she hit him first and they all lying. No, it don't work like that. Or you could have used your judgment as, okay, I didn't see her hit him, so I'm not going to punish him. just him because I didn't see the entire thing. So that's when you're supposed to have a talk with him, and then you let me know when I come pick him up. You don't just automatically discipline him that way. It doesn't work that way because you guys are already like putting these children in prison, putting a male child in prison when you do that in these schools. Okay, now fast forward, high school. A young lady comes up to him and just slaps him across the face like and knock his hat off. So he hit her back. So guess what? He texts me and he texts my husband. And he let us know what happened because that's something else I always instruct my children to do. Something go on, you let us know immediately and you tell us exactly what you did as well. Because I'm not going to sit here and make it seem like, oh, you are the goody two-shoe. No, you tell me your shit too. You speak your truth too. Okay? Because if you don't tell me the truth, I can't have your back. So now fast forward. I called the school. They didn't call me. I called them because guess what? Because my son already notified us of what happened. So I called the school and the school says, oh, really? I said, yes. Well, he's on his way to your office now. So when he gets to the office, I had the dean have me on speaker. And we all discussed it. Now, I waited till my son told her the entire scenario. And just as I thought, my husband was on three-way as well. And just as I thought she was going to say, the first thing came out of her mouth is, well, why did you hit her? Now, that's when I intervened. And I said, why wouldn't he hit her back? He was protecting himself. If anything, you should be having her and telling her, asking her, why did she initially hit him? He was just sitting in his seat, minding his damn business. And she walks over there and hit him in the head and knocks his hat off his head. Okay? This is the point I'm making to you all. Stop letting society get into your heads and the media get into your heads, females. It's not all about us, okay? Yes, we are queens. Yes, we should present and carry ourselves like queens and conduct ourselves as such. However, we are human. They are human as well. We're not above anyone. So parents, teachers, anyone who are educators, stop teaching the daughters, the females, that it's okay to be the victim, because it's not, especially when they are the aggressor initially. That male has a right to protect himself. Don't y'all dare teach that shit. You're teaching sexism and you're teaching that these women can be manipulative. For instance, look at all the celebrities who are in the media with whether it's physical abuse allegations against their husbands. There are sexual allegations that are inflicted upon a lot of men, that the women are saying that they were raped or molested, whatever the case may be. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't play that shit with that molestation and I don't play that shit with that rape. Okay? If you dirty, you dirty. You need to be ridiculed, reprimanded, and imprisoned. I don't give a shit. However, there are women that manipulate men. Y'all are scandalous, and y'all know what y'all doing. Y'all need to stop that shit, because some of y'all are out here trying to get money out of these celebrities, going up to their hotel rooms, hanging out with them, kissing on them, doing drugs and drinking with them. And then as soon as the buck stops or the payment stops, then y'all want to holler rape. How dare you? What do you think that make you look like? You look like an insecure, selfless woman. You look like an abused woman. Get help instead of seeking monetary gifts from these men. Won't you get help? Learn and work on yourself. Work on your self-esteem and your self-worth. Instead of manipulating these men. Men, stop allowing these women to treat y'all like that. Y'all need to wake the fuck up too. Pussy ain't everything. Your self-respect is supposed to dominate how good that pussy might feel for that minute or so. Stop it. You're allowing these women to ruin your lives and your careers. Women, you look like I said, selfless, insecure women. Get your shit together. Get your own damn job. Get your own career. Tap into your inner being and find out what your talents and gifts are so that you can make that money as well. Stop manipulating these men. Men, stop thinking if you marry outside of your race, especially our black men, stop thinking another race is going to be better outside of your black woman. Because why? You feel that she's going to be submissive because she's not going to check you when you're wrong? That's what your asses need. That's the whole point of a relationship, a companionship, okay? A marriage. You're supposed to check each other and let each other know when you're fucking up. That's the whole point of that. Well, part of the point, not the whole point, but part of it. Check y'all shit at the door. Stop acting like you're a victim as well. Abuse is abuse. It's not a male thing. It's not a female thing. It's a human being thing. Women, stop being manipulative. Men, stop being a target. Because a lot of women, too, they know how to get to you. They know how to use you. A lot of men don't know and don't see that. Because y'all be so caught up in the pussy. Stop letting the pussy dictate your manhood. Being a man ain't about how much thrust you can go through in a minute. That's not being a man. Okay? Being a man is knowing your self-worth. And knowing that you want a dignified, respectful woman who got your back, your front, and your sides at all times. Not someone who's going to manipulate you and use you and get you in a situation to where she's attacking you physically, emotionally, and being manipulative or gaslighting you. Because guess what? Then you end up in divorce court. She's taking all your damn money. And then this is really for my celebrities or my men who, you know, are really wealthy like that. You don't want to be in that situation. Because guess what? You just became the victim of abuse. Because now you're penniless. And this chick walking around with all your damn money. And she on to the next man. So women, all I'm saying is stop being like that. That is not cool. And I know a lot of females are like that. And parents, stop teaching your children sexism in your house. If you have a male child and a female child, teach them both. Hitting is hitting. If you hit, you will have to, you know, you expect to get hit back. Period, point blank. That person is going to protect their domain as well. They eat, sleep, and shit just like you. Stop thinking that you're better than the next person. Female, stop thinking that you can hit a man and he ain't supposed to hit you back. That's bullshit. Because you're going to meet the right one. He's going to knock your head off. And guess what? Men, if the woman call the cops on y'all and want to put a restraining order on you, put one on her ass too. It goes both ways. You can't fight by yourself. If you're fighting yourself in the air, then guess what? You don't belong in prison. You belong in another type of facility for mental health. For a person that's losing their damn mind if you're fighting yourself. It takes two to tango. This world is in twos. Yin and yang. Yes and no. Okay? Right or wrong. Everything is in twos. Stop being manipulative, women. Abuse is abuse. Domestic violence is a human being thing. Stop acting like y'all the fucking victim. Females, stop cursing people out. And then when they curse your ass back out, you want to cry victim. Stop it. Okay? You have a mouth and you want to talk shit to somebody, they're going to talk shit back to you too. Don't just tell people what they did to you or said to you. Tell that person what you said to them as well. Because a person not going to just get up one morning and just all of a sudden just want to curse you out. It don't work like that. You had to have done something or said something to that individual for them to react towards you the way they did. So stop it. Other people, the viewers, the standbyers, the ones who are listening to the bullshit, stop siding with them because you're entitling them to continue to be the way they are. You are co-signing on their bullshit. Stop it. Tell them the truth. Stop leading them down the wrong fucking path. Because especially when they are little children, they continue to grow up to be adults that way. And they become more dangerous, more manipulative, more conniving. That's not cool. Until we work as a unit and teach our kids when they are children, we'll have a better human beings, human adults, human being as adults. The society will get better because it's our job to teach them as children. Parents, stop teaching sexism in your home. That goes for everything. If the boy did something wrong, the girl did the same exact thing the boy did, they both should get punished. Don't say, oh, well, he's a boy, he can do that. No, 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 no. Neither one of them can do that. If you have a curfew for your teenagers, the curfew should be the same for the female and the male. It shouldn't be, oh, he can stay out later because he's a male. No. It shouldn't be, I remember growing up hearing this a lot. Oh, the girl can stay out longer. The boy can stay out longer, but the female got to be in the house. I used to ask this question, why is that different if they're the same age? I used to get told, oh, well, because the boy can be out there because he's a male. The girl go out there, she could get pregnant. So we want her in the house. That don't make no damn sense, y'all. I hope a lot of y'all are not still putting that in the new generation head. Because guess what? A female gonna go out there and get pregnant. She's gonna get pregnant no matter how late she stay outside. She could get pregnant in the daytime. Okay? And furthermore, the male could be fathers. So you teaching your daughter to be safe and protect herself by coming in early, but the boy can go out there and create all these damn babies that he can't take care of? Y'all don't make sense. That's abuse too. You're teaching your male to be abusive and take advantage of females. Don't y'all know abuse is all such situations? It could be inflicted upon in various ways. And a lot of times it's stemming from the home. So stop it, guys. I know a lot of us grew up knowing and acknowledging certain ways of life. But this is a new day. We have more information out here available to us now. It's up to us now to change that way of thinking, that thought process. It's not cool. Because what's happening is our children are growing up being taught one way, and then they come out to the real world and see that the shit is different, and they confused, and then they want to break down, and then they want to holler mental illness, or they want to holler that, oh, my parents or this or that person didn't love me, or they didn't teach me and show me. Stop it, guys. Teach these kids, some young adults, do not be victims. Do not be aggressor. Learn how to use your damn mouth. Communicate. If something is bothering you or someone is bothering you, tell them. Say something. Don't attack them. Males, stop allowing these females to be aggressive towards you. Once you see those signs, leave that chick alone. She ain't worth it. Females, if you see that male being crazy, you see the signs, leave him alone. He ain't worth it. Both of y'all, keep your hands to yourself. Both of y'all have a right to protect yourself. Both of y'all have the right to press charges if you are feeling a victim of a violence. Period. Men, stop thinking a woman can just put you in jail. Woman, stop thinking that you can't go to jail because your ass can go there too. You can have a record too for life. Okay? I'm tired of hearing this bullshit with these men being victimized. It's not fair. We're losing our black men as it is to violence in jail. We don't need these women putting them there. Okay? If you don't want to be with him, leave him the hell alone. So he can be there and be a good man for the next woman who do want him. Period, point blank. If you don't love yourself, then go get some help to learn how to love yourself. Stop depending on somebody to love you. Love you by yourself. Okay? This shit is getting overrated. Every time I look around, it's on the news. Some new celebrity is in court. Johnny Depp was just in court with his wife. This is ridiculous already. Guys, I hope you have enjoyed my podcast for today. Look out for many more to come. My next podcast will be published soon as well. As always, my listeners, thank you again, Marquise Who's Who, for putting me on. Thank you, my fellow listeners, for your continued support. And there is many more to come. As always, stay true to yourself, everyone. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Stay vocal. Peace.